Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails Union Budget 2025 as a game changer for the country's progress and journey towards Viksit Bharat. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presents first full-fledged budget of the third term of the NDA government, says Union Budget's focus is on agriculture, rural prosperity, urban development and reforms. Budget proposes no tax on income up to 12 lakh rupees, new tax slabs introduced. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says the budget has growth, inclusion and innovation at its core, from farmers to fintech, MSMEs to AI. Prime Minister Dhanya Krishi Yojana to be introduced in select 100 districts to enhance agricultural productivity and crop diversification. National Manufacturing Mission to be set up to boost Make in India initiative. 36 additional life-saving drugs and medicines to be fully exempted from customs duty. Industry leaders welcome the budget, appreciate reforms to boost consumption. And in Hockey India League, title clash underway between Hyderabad Tufans and Sirachi Rar Bengal Tigers in Rourkela. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Union Budget 2025 as a game changer for India's progress, emphasizing its role in accelerating the country's journey towards Viksit Bharat. In his post-budget message, Mr. Modi said, the Union Budget paves the way for innovation, entrepreneurship and sustainable growth across multiple sectors, including AI, toy manufacturing, agriculture, footwear, food processing and the gig economy. The Prime Minister said that the Union Budget reflects the government's commitment to fulfilling the aspirations of every Indian.
हमने कई सेक्टर्स युवाओं के लिए खोल दिए. सामान्य नागरिक विकसित भारत के मिशन को ड्राइव करने वाला है. यह बजट एक फोर्स मल्टीप्लायर है. यह बजट सेविंग्स को बढ़ाएगा, इन्वेस्टमेंट को बढ़ाएगा, कंजम्पशन को बढ़ाएगा और ग्रोथ को भी तेजी से बढ़ाएगा. मैं वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारमण जी और उनकी पूरी टीम को इस जनता जनार्दन का बजट, पीपल्स का बजट, इसके लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
Mr. Modi also said that the budget will greatly benefit the middle class of the country as the income up to 12 lakh rupees has been exempted. He said it will empower the agriculture sector to give boost to rural economy.
बजट में किसानों के लिए जो घोषणा हुई है वो कृषि क्षेत्र और समूची ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था में नई क्रांति का आधार बनेगी. पीएम धन धान्य कृषि योजना के तहत 100 जिलों में सिंचाई और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का डेवलपमेंट होगा. किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड की लिमिट 5 लाख तक होने से उन्हें ज्यादा मदद मिलेगी.
The Prime Minister said that it focuses on manufacturing to empower entrepreneurs, MSMEs and small businesses. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that the Union Budget focuses on agriculture, rural prosperity, urban development and continues to lay emphasis on reforms. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, the Finance Minister said that the budget says several things about India's path towards Viksit Bharat.
The budget actually says several things about our path towards Viksit Bharat. It has invested in agriculture. It has certainly looked at rural prosperity, focuses on urban development, particularly looking at urban workers, and continues to lay emphasis on reforms, sectors in which we will continue our reform agenda. All this, even as we have continuously been engaged with the stakeholders, and the interest of education and health has been prioritized.
The Finance Minister added the 6 specified reforms have been identified in which government will continue its reform agenda. Ms. Sitharaman said interest of health and education have been prioritized in the budget. The Finance Minister highlighted that responding to the voice of the people, the income tax simplification announced last July is already completed in its works. She said the new income tax bill in this regard will be introduced in Parliament next week. Ms. Sitharaman said 1 crore more people will benefit due to the increased tax exemption limit from 7 lakh to 12 lakh rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the Union Budget 2025 has laid the roadmap for Viksit Bharat. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said that it has growth, inclusion and innovation at its core, from farmers to fintech, MSMEs to AI.
Entire India Semiconductor Mission and the India AI Mission, these two missions are laying the foundation for our technological needs, requirements in the coming years. If you look at it, the Quantum Mission, the Anusandhan National Research Fund, the Semiconductor Mission, the AI Mission, together combined all these things and the focus on deep tech startups, all this is going to lay a very strong technological base for our country. That's very, very important in today's world. Technology is it's paramount. It's very, very important. So I thank Honorable Finance Minister for continuous focus on these programs which are going to lay the foundation for many years.
On budget allocation for electronics and IT, the minister said announcement regarding components is a major announcement. Mr. Vaishnav, who also holds the charge of Railway Ministry, said the capital expenditure for railways is huge, with a gross budgetary support of over 2.52 lakh crores.
Once again, very thankful to Honorable Prime Minister and Honorable Finance Minister for supporting the growth of railways. The capital expenditure for railways is huge, 2,52,000 crore GBS, and this is something which was really needed. Railway has been expanding its network, getting better types of trains, and simultaneously focusing on safety. The expenditure of safety in the current fiscal is 1,14,000 crore, and in the coming budget, in this budget, it has been approved at 1,16,000 crore rupees. So that is a huge amount on safety.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the Union Budget has taken an all-inclusive approach from empowering all sections of the society. Talking to media, Mr. Singh said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of making India self-reliant in defence has further got a big boost in this budget. He added the 6.81 lakh crore rupees have been allocated for the Ministry of Defence for 2025-26.
बजट मैं कहूं अभूतपूर्व तोहफा लेकर आया है तो यह कहना अतिशयोक्त नहीं होगी। वित्तीय वर्ष 2025-26 के बजट में डिफेंस मिनिस्ट्री को 6,81,000 करोड़ से अधिक का एलोकेशन किया गया है, जो पिछले साल के बजट एलोकेशन से लगभग 9.5% अधिक है। और डिफेंस फोर्सेस का मॉडर्नाइजेशन, यह हमारी सरकार की प्राथमिकता रही है, और इसके लिए भी 2025-26 में 1,80,000 करोड़ रुपए का कैपिटल एलोकेशन किया गया है, जो हमारी सेनाओं की क्षमता को पहले से कहीं और अधिक बढ़ाएगा।
फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारामन टुडे प्रेजेंटेड द फर्स्ट फुल फ्लेज्ड बजट ऑफ द थर्ड टर्म ऑफ द एनडीए गवर्नमेंट। प्रेजेंटिंग द बजट इन द लोकसभा, द फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर अनाउंस्ड दैट द नील टैक्स स्लैब इज नाउ एक्सटेंडेड अप टू 12 लाख रुपीस इनकम। द फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो सेड दैट एडिंग द स्टैंडर्ड डिडक्शन ऑफ 75,000 रुपीस फॉर सैलरीड क्लास, द इनकम ऑफ 12,75,000 पर एनम विल नॉट बी टैक्स्ड। Ms. Sitharaman also introduced new income tax slabs in the new regime of taxation.
Happy to announce that there will be no income tax payable up to income of 12 lakh rupees. In the new tax regime, I propose to revise tax rate structures as follows. 0 to 4 lakh rupees, nil. 4 to 8 lakh rupees, 5%. 8 to 12 lakh rupees, 10%. 12 to 16 lakh rupees, 15%. 16 to 20 lakh rupees, 20%. 20 to 24 lakh rupees, 25%. And above 24 lakh rupees, 30%.
The limit for tax deduction on interest for senior citizens has been doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh. For details, we have a report.
The finance minister announced that Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana will be introduced in select 100 districts to enhance agricultural productivity and crop diversification. The loan limit under the modified interest subvention scheme will be enhanced from 3 lakh to 5 lakh rupees for loans taken through the Kisan credit card. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that a new scheme will be launched for 5 lakh women, scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, first-time entrepreneurs. This will provide term loans up to 2 crore rupees during the next 5 years. Ms. Sitharaman said that to enhance the productivity, quality and competitiveness of India's footwear and leather sector, a focus product scheme will be implemented. Mrs. Sitharaman declared that gig workers of online platforms will be provided healthcare under PM Jan Arogya Yojana. They will also be registered on the eShram portal and provided identity cards. The finance minister also announced setting up of a center of excellence in artificial intelligence for education with a total outlay of 500 crore rupees. Ms. Sitharaman also mentioned that a deep tech fund of funds will also be explored to catalyze the next generation startups. National Manufacturing Mission will be set up to boost Make in India initiative. The finance minister announced new greenfield airports for Bihar. 36 additional life-saving drugs and medicines will be fully exempted from basic customs duty. Fiscal deficit in next fiscal year has been estimated at 4.4%. The finance minister further announced that the FDI limit for the insurance sector will be raised from 74 to 100%. Renuka, Desk Report, Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Industry leaders have welcomed the budget, appreciating the steps taken to boost consumption. Chairman of the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, Task Force on Insolvency and Bankruptcy, Shardul Shroff, said, "The biggest benefit in this particular budget is the exclusion of the middle class from personal taxation almost completely."
Exclusion of the middle class from personal taxation almost completely, because what the finance minister has said is that up to 12 lakhs, there will be no income tax. That means that kind of income will flow back into consumption and therefore will push the capital expenditure up proportionately.
Sahitya Chaturvedi, Secretary General of the Indian Business and Professional Council, Dubai, said the government's focus on agriculture, SMEs and middle-class consumers is commendable.
"In the present geopolitical pressure, the growth expectations, the inflation, I think this union budget is a balance sheet budget. It is well crafting the journey towards Viksit Bharat. One side it is taking the growth, other side it is taking the provision for the risk, the debt and equity, so well managed in a long-term view, because it's not just addressing a few months or couple of months. Now it is really taking a third inning of our beloved Narendra Modi ji."
Gems and jewellery industry has welcomed the government's move to reduce the basic customs duty on platinum findings and slashings of jewellery duty in the union budget. Talking to Akashwani News, people appreciated the union budget.
"Bipin Bhai Patel, budget acha hai kul mila ke 12 lakh ka jo income tax inhone move kiya hai wo achhi baat hai aam public ke liye aur infrastructure bhi badhega kaam badhega isse koi dikkat wali baat nahi."
"मेरा नाम विवेक है। इस बार का बजट काफी प्रोमिनेंट लग रहा है और रिवाइज्ड इनकम टैक्स रेट की वजह से मिडिल क्लास को काफी फायदा मिलेगा और जिनके बच्चे मेडिकल में जाना चाहते हैं, मेडिकल सीट्स बढ़ाने की बात हुई है तो उनको भी फायदा मिल सकता है।
Several opposition leaders have criticized the government, saying the budget is nothing for the middle class and the youth of the country. In Chhattisgarh, 8 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. The bodies of killed Maoists have been recovered. 8 AAP MLAs joined the BJP in the presence of Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva today. They are Vandana Gaur, Rohit Meherolia, Girish Soni, Madan Lal, Rajesh Rishi, B.S. Jun, Naresh Yadav and Pawan Sharma. They had resigned from AAP yesterday. All the 8 MLAs were denied tickets by AAP for Delhi Assembly elections this time. In Hockey India League, the title clash is underway between Hyderabad Tufans and Sirachi RAR Bengal Tigers at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. Tufans have scored the first goal through striker Gonzalo Palliet in the first quarter when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails Union Budget 2025 as a game changer for country's progress and journey towards Viksit Bharat. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presents first full-fledged budget of the third term of the NDA government, says Union Budget's focus is on agriculture, rural prosperity, urban development and reforms. Budget proposes no tax on income up to 12 lakh rupees, new tax slabs introduced. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav says the budget has growth, inclusion and innovation at its core, from farmers to fintech, MSMEs to AI. Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to be introduced in select 100 districts to enhance agricultural productivity and crop diversification. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.